This is a true story. When I was stationed at St. Louis Parish in Alexandria a number of years ago, every Friday, all the school children came to the Friday morning Mass at 9 o'clock. So, 400 kids would come to that Mass. In that particular Mass, I had told the children about evangelization, how I had joined the Legion of Mary when I was 10 years old. And when I was 16, we used to go out on the street corners and evangelize and set up a Catholic literature stand and give out rosaries, miraculous medals, and holy cards. So that Sunday then, a couple days later, a mom came up to me and says, "Father, I can't believe that you told my son that when you were a teenager, you used to go out and vandalize on the street corners." So that gave me the opportunity to tell her the difference between vandalizing and evangelizing. So what is evangelizing? It means to spread the good news, to spread the gospel. And we see that in today's scripture from St. Luke. Jesus appointing 72 others, sending them out in pairs to evangelize, to share the good news, to spread the faith. As you know, the Lord had 12 apostles, his inner circle, but then it says he even extended that to 72. And notice he sent them out in pairs, because it's much easier to evangelize with another person. You draw strength from one another. It's sort of hard to do it by yourself, but when you have the support of another person and you go out and knock on a door or visit a hospital, a prison, a nursing home with another person, there's strength in that. There's comfort in that. And even Jesus says, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So you have the guarantee that the Lord is with you when you go out with another person in pairs. That's why in our Legion of Mary work, we always go out in pairs to the hospitals, the prisons, the nursing homes to visit people. And that's a wonderful thing. And that's a biblical principle. It's an apostolic principle to evangelize with another person. The Lord sent them out to every town and place he intended to visit. In other words, they were sent out to prepare people's hearts to receive the Lord. The apostles, the disciples would go out and say, "Jesus is coming to this area in 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Get ready." So that's what they did. And then the Lord said that the harvest is abundant. The harvest of souls is abundant. But the laborers, the workers, are scarce. They're very few. So he says, ask the master of the harvest, who is God the Father, to send out laborers for the harvest. In other words, this means to pray for vocations. Every day we should pray for vocations, for more priests, for more deacons, for more brothers, for more religious sisters and nuns and consecrated life and deacons. So we need to have more laborers for the harvest. But as you know, it's not just the priests and nuns that are called to be the workers in the vineyard. Every one of us, by our baptism, according to Vatican II, Vatican II said that every Catholic, because of his or her baptism, is called to be an apostle, called to be an evangelizer, to share the faith and spread the faith with others. Vatican II called the laity the sleeping giant, that once it awoke, it could convert the world. See, as priests and nuns, we can only reach a certain number of people. Yes, on Sunday, but you're out there every day, living in neighborhoods, working in different corporations and companies. You're at PTOs and you're at different organizations and clubs and things, so you can reach thousands of more people out there in the world. And of course, you reach people by the witness of your life, by your example, but also by your kindness and your words and charity to bring people closer to God. And so we have, it says, pray for more laborers for the harvest and to be a true worker in the vineyard of the Lord. And he does say that, be careful because there are wolves out there, and you go, Jesus says, "I send you like lambs in the midst of wolves." So to be obviously prudent and wise in our work in evangelization. He talks about going simply with not a lot of baggage, no money bag, no extra sack and sandals. And to, when you visit somebody at their house, say, "Peace to this house." When I was growing up as a kid, we were blessed to have a couple of priest friends, one in particular, Father Landaki, who was from Philadelphia. My parents got him in the Legion of Mary, and he would come over for dinner every Christmas and Easter and New Year's and all the holidays. Whenever he would enter our home, he would always say, "Peace to this house." And it's a very biblical principle. Jesus says, when you go into a house, say peace to this house. And it says, if a peaceful person is there, your peace will rest on them. But if they're not peaceful, you get the peace, right? It comes back to you. So Father Lenecki was a very peaceful person. And so then it says, stay at the house, eat and drink what is offered to them. It says, don't move about from one house to another. That is not referring to home-to-home visitation or door-to-door visitation. It's referring to the disciples wanting to go to a better house with better beds and better accommodations and better food. So it says, you know, if you go to somebody's house, well, eat and drink what is set before you until it's time to go on to the next village. Don't keep looking about for better accommodations and better meals. And then he says, proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. So what I would recommend is that all of us just do an examination of conscience and ask ourselves, how are we doing at sharing the faith? Do we keep the faith to ourselves or do we try to share it? When's the last time we invited somebody to come to church? A neighbor, a fallen away Catholic, an inactive neighbor that maybe used to be Catholic or maybe somebody that is a good Christian or even non-Christian, invite them to join you at Mass. Bring them to church. Bring them to the parish picnic. Bring them to a spaghetti dinner. Bring them to a breakfast. A good way to bring people is that maybe it's not at first a religious event, but it's a social event run by the church, and that gets the foot in the door. And then maybe you can invite them to come to confession. Give them a little pamphlet, how to go to confession. Some people, 5, 10, 20, 30 years haven't gone to confession. Why? Because maybe they don't remember how to go. So give them a little booklet. By the way, this is the guide to confession. Here's the act of contrition. And go to confession and invite them to join you. Right now, we're so blessed in our country to have some of the best tools for evangelization. We have Formed, which is available to all of us for free as parishioners with the special code number that we have. And you can go onto the Formed website and watch incredible Catholic videos and listen to audiobooks and watch Catholic movies and listen to some of the speakers from around the country. And you can give that postcard to people. When we go out in August, we're going to do an evangelization week. We're going to make sure that every home we visit in our neighborhoods is given the Formed postcard so that they too can go on and get this wonderful information. St. Augustine Institute with Catholic Lighthouse CDs is a great resource. It's actually sort of easy just to pass on a CD or a book to somebody else. That's the easy ways to evangelize. When you send a Christmas card or a birthday card or a letter, why not enclose a holy card along with that? Again, just planting the little seeds of religion and spirituality. So let's pray for vocations. Let's pray for more laborers for the harvest. And again, the laborers would be all of us. That could be teaching religious ed, working in the pro-life movement, being a Knight of Columbus, a member of the Legion of Mary, using your gifts and talents in the choir. There are so many ways to work for the Lord and to help share this beautiful faith that we have. So let's pray that we will all become evangelical Catholics, not just Catholics that keep the faith to ourselves, but Catholics who will share the good news with others.